Do not fear the things that you see coming upon the earth, for the enemy is being stirred up in the realms of this world. You will see in the political arena there is a stirring and a craziness that is taking place. And I say, do not fear or be alarmed, but know that I am at work. For the enemy is running scared. The enemy is becoming confused, and he is bringing up tactics that many have not seen before. But there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new, says the Lord, for I have equipped you, and I have trained you, and I have developed you to be whom I have called you to be. And if you will concentrate on me, do not be distracted by the things of this world, nor be dismayed because of what you see coming upon this earth. For in many realms, the enemy is stirring up trouble. But I say, in the same way, I am stirring up my people to rise up and to stand and to defeat the enemy in every land. You will see that I will come upon the earth, not only in this place, but around the world. And those who are known by me, and those who call upon my name, and those who stand in my name, they will see great and mighty things done by my hand. For as the enemy comes in like a flood, you will see a standard raised. And you will see those who call upon me will rise up in the power of my name. They will rise up with power and with might, and I will defeat the enemy, says the Lord, because I already have. And you will see once again, there will be a display, but this display will be a display of my glory, will be a display of my wealth. It will be a display of my power, and you are among those who are called to stand in my stead. And you will see that as the day approaches, even more so press in and stand and be strong and do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. Do not wonder and say, how can this be? Or wonder what might happen tomorrow. But know that I am with you. I am upholding you. I am strengthening you. And you must yield yourself unto me. For I have no voice in the earth except through my body. I have no authority in this earth except through my people. So yield your authority over to me. Yield yourselves and hear from me, and walk in the strength and the power and the might of my spirit, and you will see that around you there shall be a shield. Around you there shall be a power. And although many will fall at your right hand, and many shall fall to the left, and although there will be persecution upon even you yourselves, you will know who I am, and you will see my power in your land. And in the places that I send you to, you will see a demonstration of my spirit, because the enemy has come, and he shall display what he has. But he doesn't realize that all he has done is waken a giant that will destroy and defeat him. And many and great will be the harvest, says the Lord. Many will be shouting, to arms, to arms, and they will want to fight. They will want to go to war. But I say unto you, you already have received your orders from me. Do not be distracted by those who would say, let's fight this, or let's fight that, or let's stand in this place. But you stand where I have called you to stand. You do what I have called you to do. For the world would hear war, and they are ready to fight. And some of that has bled over into my body, who are ready to stand up and do things in their own might. But I say to you, when there is a war that is going on, realize that I have already won, and it is your opportunity to stand in me, to receive from me, and stand in a peace that passes all understanding. The place that I have called you to when war is going, you are in peace. You are almost relaxed because you are in me. Now do not relax your fellowship. Do not relax your time with me. Do not relax the things that I have called you to do. Do not be distracted to go and fight a war that has already been won. Come and be with me. Come and fellowship and sup from the peace, that fountain that is being poured out. Even now, I am pouring myself out over this world. I am pouring out myself. I am pouring out the peace of my spirit. And those who will receive shall come and dine with me, and they will drink of a fountain that will never run dry. They will be filled with a peace that cannot be denied, and they will know that this fight has been won. They can rejoice in the sun and know that they have received from me all they need to walk in perfect victory. So come away, be called apart, and stand with me, and let me show you how I have won. Let me show you the victory that I have given you through my Son. Come and fellowship with me. For at times when it seems that you need to be out doing and running and fighting and shouting, do not be distracted with that. For there will be a time when I will let you shout. There will be a time when I let you run. There will be a time when you will be able to declare to everyone, but now is a time that I have called you away to be hidden, to be separate, to be at peace, and to allow me to equip, strengthen, and release my spirit within you. Don't be entangled with the things of this world. Don't allow the craziness and the chaos to interfere with the peace that I have within you, but allow it to exude from you that those around who are caught up in the things of the world might see you and might want what you have. Realize that I am still reaching out to those that are caught up, even those in my body who have been distracted. So it is an opportunity to be a light. As you stand in me, put the enemy to flight. He does not know what to do when my people are at peace. He does not know what to do when my people stand in the place of authority, because when you are with me, you are protected. You are kept. You are hidden. There is no room for fear. So receive my peace and enter into that deep, deep well. Do not stop until I have filled you up to a place that I have said, now is enough. Do not do it out of fear or compulsion, but understand it is a calling and an invitation to come with me and receive. So let this peace guide, direct you, and bring you into a deeper place with me. And you will see the places that we will go, the things that we will do, that which will be accomplished will be done in such a way that the world will stand and wonder, and you will receive the grace and a greater quality of life than could ever have been had in any other way.